Above the Seas is a brand new non-profit in Boulder that aims to establish libraries in Kenya where there's an enormous lack of books available for members of the community, but specifically a lack of books in schools. Tomat Ryan, an engineer at Ball Aerospace, saw the impact of this firsthand when he was in Kenya on a climbing vacation. When he returned to Colorado, he decided to do something about it.
About half of the schools in Africa in general lack books or have basically no books for the children or the teachers. So there's a serious lack of books in Kenya, and there's a problem with literacy also. There's a lot of organization that, you know, provide support to libraries and send books and computers. But we want to do something a little bit different, where we want to create a database of libraries and go visit them. So we have a team in Nairobi that go around and visit libraries and assess what they need. So then we can create a list of exactly what is required, what they need to offer better services and provide, you know, basically opportunities for children and adults in communities. There's 70 million children in America. There's 400 million children in Africa. And it's so poor, and there's a lot of literacy issues. And I think, you know, support, you know, there's many ways you can support that. I mean, one of them is through libraries. That's what we're doing.
It seems like a library, particularly either a community library or a school library, is such an effective way to get books into the hands of kids, as opposed
yes.
to one book, one child, one book. And so can go so much further
in
a library.
And it, you know, a library is not just to read books. It's really a place, a peaceful place. I mean, you should see some of those neighborhoods. I mean, you wouldn't want your kids to be in there. And when you walk in a library, it's like, wow, you know, this is peaceful. They can read, they can learn, people with similar interests. It's really more than just reading.
Can you explain what you've seen, maybe describe what it's like in a classroom when nobody has any books and how that can really impact learning?
Well, I mean, teachers use the board, basically. So, yeah, kids have no books. Some places there's book. But in some areas, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of school, there's a lack of book. So they end up going to a community library. So this becomes a place where, you know, books are used very efficiently, where many kids can access one book. The library I went to was in Zimmerman, which is a neighborhood of Nairobi, you know, a suburb. And in there, it's a very small library, but I was amazed to see how many kids were in there. It was incredible. And they were all studying and reading seriously. I mean, I've never been as studious as those kids or as motivated. So that really touched me. They're running out of space because there's too many kids. So they need to grow. They need support. And of course, they don't have computers or internet access.
Well, that's a whole other facet, because libraries here in the US and in developing countries are changing in their nature as well, that we're seeing maybe not less books, but we're certainly
yep.
seeing more computers in libraries.
Yep.
So that in and of itself is a whole separate problem.
Yes.
Are you trying to address that with Above the Seas?
Absolutely.
As well?
So we're not looking at one thing. We're not just looking at sending books. And a lot of places don't have electricity. So sending a computer there, you know, we have libraries that say we have 3 laptops, but no electricity. So they go to the neighboring village to charge them. Of course, for them, books would make sense, or maybe solar panels. So we're doing a multi-level approach.
What about internet access? What about Wi-Fi and cable?
Well, in Nairobi, there's many slums. Some have no electricity, but at the edge of those slums, there's decent libraries which have electricity. We're going to try to support them to install internet for sure. But internet is expensive for them. It's about the same price as here, so $50 a month. But you have to understand, the average salary in Kenya is $5 a day. Here in America, it's about 25 times. You know, but internet is the same price, so a lot of people cannot access it. And what a better place to put internet than a library, where a lot of people can go to work.
Ultimately, what would you like this to be? Do you want it to expand beyond Kenya? I mean, because obviously Kenya is not the only country in Africa, or indeed
yeah,
the developing world, that has problems like
so
this.
So we start in Nairobi because there's a good opportunity, because I have contacts there. I know people. I can trust them. So we're starting from there. But the goal is to support East Africa. So around Kenya, there's, you know, Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, Uganda. There's a lot of countries that would certainly could use some of our support. So, yeah, we're looking at expanding. But first, I think we need to have a good model So, and that's what we're working right now, is to really figure out the best way to support these libraries. And we're, I mean, right now, weekly, we're kind of adjusting what we're doing. So I don't know what it's going to look like in a year or two, but definitely we want to expand if it makes sense and works well. So yeah, that's where we want to go.
That was Tamat Ryan, founder of Above the Seas. They have a whole group of volunteers here in Colorado, but they also have 4 staff members in Kenya liaising with local libraries to establish their needs. You can find out more about the organization at abovetheseas.org. It's 8:25. You're listening to Community Radio, KGNU.